Back, and we're going to be talking about photo capture within Business Central. It's one of those things where as more and more people use cloud technology, I would say, more people are more accustomed to putting their photo on, you know, their image for Office 365 or I guess a picture in Business Central for a customer or contact, I mean. But Business Central is kind of making it easy to use, right?
Yeah, right. And part of this is the app client, right? So now everyone is using Business Central and they've got their phone. Everyone has a phone. Everyone can install the free Business Central app on their phone. Or maybe they're a service technician, right? Or a salesperson and they have a tablet. And they're out in the field, they're talking to customers, they're going to visit or do repairs, whatever, or installations, whatever it might be. And so one of the things that's a natural fit is the ability to take a picture of something,
right?
Because all these devices have a camera on them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what are the ways that you can leverage that to make your life easy? So if you go into Business Central, one of the things that you might notice, if you open up the contact card, on the contact card, there is a fact box over on the right side called contact picture.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, what you would have to do is you'd have to click on that picture and you'd have to import a photo or an image, right? Now, how you got that image, right?
So you'd have to.
Maybe you took a picture and then you emailed it to yourself and you saved it as a file and then then you imported it, right? Now, if you go into the contact image, you can import a file, import a picture, or you can hit the take button. Mm. You hit take, it automatically opens the camera.
Yeah.
You take a picture. When you're done, you can see the picture and you can select use photo, and it then uploads that photo into Business Central and attaches it to the contact form.
So it's a good utilization of your phone's resources, basically.
Right. Yeah.
It saves you time. Instead of having to take the picture, save it to the file, upload the file on your desktop, and go through the process.
Right. You're taking these two different pieces of technology and the natural fit
together. It's beautiful.
Bring them together.
Now, you said that it's also good for using it with different things such as like a service order or something, but there's a little bit more to it that
so one of the other places where you can hit this take picture button is within the incoming documents feature. So incoming documents is a standard Business Central feature, and it basically allows you to take any document, any file. It could be a PDF of an invoice from a vendor, but it could also be a picture. And any of these things can be incoming documents. And then an incoming document, well, again, whether it's a photo, a PDF, whatever, an image, a drawing of an item design, that incoming document can then be associated with a sales order, a sales shipment, a sales invoice, or a purchase order, a purchase receipt, or a purchase invoice. And that within incoming documents, there's two ways you can create an incoming document. You can import a file, or you can take a picture. So,
just the same way.
So as an example, let's say that I'm doing a delivery. I'm delivering product. I'm a truck driver. I'm delivering product to a customer, and I've got my tablet with me. I deliver the product to the customer, and one of the things I need to do is they need to sign off on the shipment document that acknowledges that they received what we said they received. So what most people traditionally would have done is they would create two copies of the shipment. Okay. One copy stays with the customer. The other copy, we get their signature on it, and then we bring it back to the office and we file it, or we put it with the invoice and then we file it, or maybe we scan it and we attach it to the invoice.
Still a lot of manual processes basically involved.
Yeah. Right. So what we are seeing now our customers doing is if they have a tablet or a phone, they're doing the delivery, they pull up that sales order or that invoice or shipment. And they can that they go to incoming documents. They can bring one copy of the shipment document. The customer signs it. I take a picture of it. It uploads it straight to Business Central and links it to that shipment.
It's pretty amazing.
Or that sales order or that invoice.
But this is not native, I guess, is the word for business.
That is. That is. Yeah. That's all there. That's all out of the box.
Nice.
Where we have also taken this same technology is, and we've found there's a huge use for it if you're using service management. You have service items and you create service orders and have technicians go on site to do maybe a machine installation or preventative maintenance or repair. Mm. We've incorporated for our clients incoming documents into the service orders. So same thing, the service technicians on site, they have their tablet, they can see their service order, mm-hmm. so they can enter their time. How much time did they spend on site? What raw materials did they use? Maybe they had to use some spare parts or a new filter,
yeah.
or some new widgets or screws or bolts or something that they used out of their truck. But they can also then take pictures of the items that they're repairing.
Yeah.
Maybe there was a gasket that was broken, or yeah. Something was loose. They can actually take a picture of it and automatically upload that and store that now against that service order.
Wow. Now, when you create that extension, and can you? I'm assuming you can add on to that too to maybe include, the person's name or something like that. A couple other fields that you want.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not yep. a big deal.
Yeah, so just like any other extension in Business Central, if you want to store some additional pieces of information, you can. But the taking a picture, you might take the example I always use in jest is, the customer calls you up and they says, hey, we need someone out here quick. This part has malfunctioned, right? So you go into your service item and you see that it's currently under warranty, but the technician arrives on site and they see a big footprint mark, yeah. on the side and yeah. next, right at the dent, right where it's dented. So yeah, take a picture of that footprint mark, next to the dent. And so when the customer says, wait a minute, why isn't this covered under warranty? We can now look up that service order in the system and pull up that picture.
Yeah. And this extension is relatively quick to build.
I would classify, when customers talk about doing customizations to Business Central, I kind of group them into two classes of customizations. One is the more challenging or more serious is where you're redefining a process or you're building custom business logic. Right, which is maybe rules for how a price gets set on something, or how it creates certain entries in the system. Those can be relatively complicated. Maybe they're not, but this extension falls into the second class, which is all we're really doing is we're taking two existing pieces of functionality within Business Central. And we're putting them together to form a new solution. So for example, in this example, right, I don't have incoming documents available on a service order. So all we're really doing is we are providing the ability for incoming documents to be used on a service order. We're not inventing the wheel on how to take a picture, how to import files.
Right.
We're just taking two of these features
and just marrying two features,
just putting them together.
Yeah.
Right.
Not bad. Not bad at all. I like it. It's definitely a great way, an innovative way to use, the phone's capabilities since everything is mobile app nowadays.
Yep. It could be even the production floor, right? And a final application of this could be a production order where, again, we would need to, add, extend the functionality of production orders to add incoming documents to production orders. But another example would be that I'm working on a production order and I need to do quality checks. And one of the ways that maybe it would be helpful for me to do a quality check is to take a picture of one of the units that I produced, either to show that it looks good,
yeah,
or to show a potential defect if I have a quality issue.
Right. I mean, just for documentation alone, just to document whatever it is, like you're saying, it's a great feature. I mean,
right. And users who are on the shop floor, or any, literally anywhere, right, can have their phone or a tablet,
mm-hmm,
with, which has a camera built in, and they can use this functionality that incorporates the camera into Business Central.
Nice. Right. Well, do you see Microsoft, taking this functionality a step further with anything, or maybe incorporating it on every page in Business Central? Or,
you know what? I would say go to Business Central Ideas and post some, okay, ideas if it's not already out there. Because Microsoft does look at that and they do act on that. So if we get enough votes on feature requests, we can get them to add it to everywhere.
All right, note taken.